Okay. So, if you got your Bibles with you this morning, I'm going to get you to open them up soon. I won't tell you where. Actually, you can open them up to the index. Open them up to the index. That'd be good. If you've got a phone, I don't know if you've got an index on your phone. This week, or the last 2 weeks really, I've sort of been thinking and praying about what I was going to preach about. And had this sermon brewing, and it was, oh gee, it was going to be good. And then Friday morning, I went for a walk and a pray down the river. And it was just like Holy Spirit said, I want you to preach about this. I thought, well, that's a bit rude. I had everything organized, was coming together. So when you think about the pulpit and preaching, it's a big responsibility, because whoever gets up and shares from this pulpit potentially influences well over 100 people here today and the people that are listening on live stream. And so you want to be preaching the truth. And the question when you come up to share is not to what the people want to hear or need to hear. It's the question should be, what does God want to say? Because if it's based on what is the need of the people, then it's like you're always swayed by what is going on. But if the question is, what does God want to say, then usually the need will get met, or the needs that you don't even know about get met. So this morning, we're going to go on a little bit of a different tack. And I want to ask you the question, what's the center of your life? What's the center of your life? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. And we pray, Lord, that as we open your word today, that you'd speak powerfully into people's lives, Lord, that your word is truth, it's life, and Holy Spirit, breathe on it today so it just becomes alive. And it may be different for every person, what they get out of today or what happens in this next half hour or so, but we just thank you for the power of your word that speaks to our hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So is everyone at the index? Welcome back, James. James just got back from America. Trust you had a great time. And I want to encourage you, continue to pray. We've got about a half a dozen couples still away overseas or are touring around Australia. And so continue to pray for those guys that they're having a good rest, holiday. They're safe and they're blessed. Now, when you look at the index of the Bible, 66 books, most people would know that. 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament. But a couple of things that I heard recently was that a church read the Bible continuously all the way through. They started on a Monday night, and one person would start at Genesis 1 and they'd read the Bible for 15 minutes. Then the next person would come in and hand the Bible to them, and I think it took them about 82 hours, so by about Thursday night or something, they'd read the Bible, the entire Bible, from cover to cover. And did you know that there's not only 66 books in the Bible, but there's 1,189 chapters? If you Google it, Google tells you you'll read the Bible in 70 hours and 40 minutes. So if anyone wants a challenge this week, a little bit of homework, go home and you can do that. But on Friday morning, it was just like the Holy Spirit said to me, what is the center of the Bible? We're talking about what is the center of your life. And it's like this phrase dropped into my mind, what is the center of the Bible? Now you think about all the things in your life. But I want to ask you this one question. What is at the center of your life? What is at the core of your life? So I want you to turn to the center chapter of the Bible, which just happens to be in the book of Psalms, and it's also the shortest chapter of the Bible. Psalm 117. Now, I want to encourage you that if you have a Bible, encourage you to bring it to church. I know some people prefer to have it on their phone or on a device, and if that works for you, that's great, but if it's on that and you've got emails popping up or messages or you're on Facebook, then I suggest if that distracts you, then bring a Bible instead. Because in 30 minutes, we don't want to get distracted. We want to hear, what is God saying to us today? So the center of the Bible, the middle chapter of the Bible, and reading from the King James, Psalm 117, there's only two verses. It says this. It says, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord." Everyone say, praise ye the Lord. Praise. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So, when you think about this first line, the first opening of this two verses, it says, "Oh, praise ye the Lord." We're talking about what is at the center of the Bible. And I want to expand that out. What is at the center of your life? So if you go to the very center of the Bible, and the first words are, "Oh, praise ye the Lord." Praise in the Hebrew here means make a show, to boast, and thus to be clamorously foolish or to rave. Now, I know some people can rave on a bit, but here it's saying, do it, rave on. Clamorously, foolishly boast about giving praise to God. The question is, that's at the center of the Bible. Is the Bible, the Word of God, God Himself, and your relationship with Him, is that at the center of your life? Because if God is at the center of your life, then hopefully the Bible, His Word and His will be at the center of your life, because that's His instruction, His manual for us for life, of how we are to live and behave. Many of you would know that at the end of May, we had a very interesting week here at Life Church. We just finished probably the best conference we'd ever had, the Together Conference, and the Hagans were here, and people were getting saved, and this presence of God was just an incredible time. And that ended on the Sunday. Then we had a murder across the road. And then the next day or two, the Anglican minister in Marupna, who was only 41, died. And it was just like, it was a week that was just incredibly high and incredibly low and everything in between. By the way, Trevor rang Steve this last week, and there's an Anglican minister that goes, or an Anglican chaplain that goes into the prison that he's meeting with regularly, and he seemed to be in good spirits, just to let you know that. And Alison Wynne, the wife of the minister that died, had a baby girl in the last couple of weeks. So she's got three boys now and a little baby girl. So that was an incredible week in many ways, highs and lows. And the question that I want to pose to you is that in your life, when something incredible happens, what is your response? If God is at the center of your world, at the center of your life, then I would probably suggest that when something amazing happens, your default response that comes out of what is at the center of your life would be to praise and give thanks to God. if he's at the center. When something horrific happens, is your default response, because God is at the center, is it still to give praise to God? Often we find out what is at the center and what's important when something really goes wrong and we're really tested. When the pressure is on, that's when you really find out, what do you believe in? What are your convictions? What is the most important thing of your life? In a sense, what is at the center of your life? Because often when everything goes well, everything goes well. But when something goes bad, then it makes you search deep within you. What is life really all about? What's the priority? What's the importance? And I just want to encourage you today that if God is at the center of your life, no matter what happens, good, bad, highs, low, that your response should be to praise Him. To praise Him. And that's a decision that each and every one of us needs to make. The next section of that is, as we slip into verse 2, it talks about praising all ye nations, all ye people. It doesn't mean everyone except you. It means all the nations, all the people. This is God's direction for all of us. And in verse 2 it says, in response to that, for His merciful kindness is great toward us. How powerful is that? His merciful kindness is great towards us. Now, that word kindness in the Hebrew means favor, good deed, and mercy. So we need to understand that as we praise the Lord, His response to us is mercy, kindness, favor, good deeds towards us. That's His response to us. That is what He wants to outpour onto your life. And when you go through a horrible situation, sometimes you might feel like running from God or blaming God, but hopefully you get to a point where you actually say, God, in spite of everything that's happened, I'm going to praise You. You know what He's wanting to do? He's just wanting to outpour His kindness, His love, His mercy upon your life in that situation. And we just sang, you know, that every hopeless situation would cease to exist. So through just perseverance sometimes, through just hanging in there, through just saying, well, God, You're at the center of my life. I don't know what's going on. I don't understand it. I'm just going to praise You anyway and have a hope and just an understanding that through that and in that He's wanting to pour out His favor, His good deed, and His mercy upon your life. Now, the reality is, in the world that we live in, every person here goes through highs and lows, and there'll be times in your life where there's just something horrible that you're going through. And when you have a family or an extended family or a circle of friends, often, you know, they're going through things as well. Being a pastor, you hear about lots of things that lots of people are going through, and there's always highs and there's always lows. So in all of that, it can be very easy to get distracted, to get bogged down, to even get a sense of despair or hopelessness because of what is going on in your own life or someone that you know. And I just want to encourage you. You know how you beat all that stuff? You go back, what is the core? What is the center of my world? What is the center of my life? What is the center of the Bible? What does the Bible say? Praise the Lord. All ye nations, all ye people, for His merciful kindness is great towards us. And when that is something that you stand on, gee, that makes a difference. The third thing there in the next line of that verse, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. The Hebrew word for truth there means stability, certainty, trustworthiness, a establishment, faith, right, sure, and true. That's what it means. That the truth of the law would endure forever. We live in a time now where the church is in danger of being influenced by society around it, whereby the truth can be watered down. And once again, you know, I said at the beginning, what is God's word? What is the truth that He's saying to us, rather than what is situation saying to us? Because if we in the church preach out of the need, what is the need of the people? What is the situation of society? What is the heartfelt need that we need to minister into? Then often we can come from a perspective of we're wanting to meet the need. We're wanting to help people. And of course we want to do that. But that may actually cause us to take the truth of the word and maybe twist it, change it, interpret it in a way that allows us to apply that to meet the needs of people. But it may not actually be the truth of the word. And that's when churches can get into trouble. That's when the truth can be watered down. That's when things can happen and change. And I just want to state from the pulpit here today that to the very best of my ability through Jesus, through me, and the people that get up here and preach and share, that we want to speak the truth of the Word of God to you as a congregation. We don't want to preach something that, in a sense, is out of context, or it's just an opinion, or it's here to meet a need. But if it cuts across what is the very core and truth of the Word of God, then we don't want to hear it from this pulpit, amen? I've been listening recently to a minister from the UK called David Pawson. And when I was a younger fella living in Launceston at the time, I used to get his tapes and listen to those. And this is going back, you know, in the, you know, you can just click on and listen to these. And now he has a website and you know, you can just click on and listen to something that he's preached about. A great Bible teacher. And, you know, he just loves to open the scriptures and interpret them and preach the truth. And he has gone into 120 countries and preached the truth. He's now in his 80s. And he said that now with modern technology, his website can cause the preaching of the Word of God to go where he cannot go. An incredible Bible teacher. And one thing that he really prides himself on, a very humble man, is just preaching the truth. Interpreting the truth of the scriptures so that we walk in the light that God has planned for us. Now, I want to just look at this verse, these two verses in the Amplified. The Amplified Bible says this. It's very similar. There's a couple of slight changes. It says, "O praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his loving kindness prevails over us." Here's a bit. "And we triumph and overcome through him. And the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah." There's an extra little bit that the Amplified's inserted, that the purpose of the Amplified Bible is it wants to add a little bit to extra, to highlight and really, with an extra bit of punch, bring something out. "For his loving kindness," verse 2, "prevails over us." But there's this bit that's been inserted. "And we triumph and overcome through him," amen? So this week, I had a very interesting day on Thursday. It started at, the first thing that appointment that I had was I went to the cottage, 8:30 on Thursday morning. and Steve was there with me, and so we went inside, and they sort of gather everyone that's at the cottage, and they sit around this big table, and one of the guys who's on the board was sort of chairing it, and one of the guys did a reading, and he read from a book, and basically it was, what is going to fill the void or the hole in your life, and who is that going to be, or what is that going to be? And he read and shared a little bit, and then he looked at me because I was sitting next to him, and everyone looked at me. And I said, all right, this is my opportunity. And I talked about, I went through a stage in my life where there was such a hole and a void, and I was looking at what I could get to fill that. And I said, you know what? I found the higher power that you're talking about. And for me, it's Jesus. And I got to share the truth of the Word of God. And then we went around a little bit more. And then Steve, the same thing. He got to share the truth. And then we went around a little bit more. And Riley got to share the same thing. Only she shared from the Amplified version. And it went a little bit longer. And then we went around, and we were there for about an hour. And you know what? You got these people that are there, and they are just seeing their lives being transformed. And many of them are seeing their lives transformed, not only by a program that they're involved in, but by this, the truth of the Word of God and relationship through Jesus. And I want to encourage you today, as the band comes back up, that when you think about what is at the center of your world, what is at the center of your life? And if you're here today and you're on a journey and you're searching for this, let me tell you, I've met people that have tried everything. They've tried everything. Everything that they think will make them happy, everything that they think will fill this void, everything that, and you know what? Nothing works except a relationship with God. And you know what? He sent his son Jesus so that we could see what God was like in the flesh. And when he walked this earth, he was called Emmanuel, God with us. And he went through and experienced everything that we as humans feel and experience. So we can't say he's a God that sits on a white throne in heaven far away and doesn't understand me or what I'm going through. He understands everything that you're going through. In fact, he understands it more than you. And in all of that, his plan and his purpose is for you to come to an understanding how much he loves you and how much he cares for you and how he desires for you to invite him in so that he becomes the center of your world, the center of your life. That same day, I caught up with a couple and we were just talking about life and stuff that was happening. And there was a lot of evil forces that are at play in this situation. So we got to pray about this power in the name of Jesus. And you can actually speak to the evil in the name of Jesus because the Word of God, the truth of the Word says that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And when you know that, you're not just copying it. Because see, there's some guys that saw Paul say in the name of Jesus and cast out evil spirits. And when they tried to do it, the evil spirit just beat them up and stripped them naked and sent them out of the house because they had no relationship. They were just trying to copy something, a formula that they'd seen or heard of. But when you understand that relationship with Jesus gives you the power to overcome and triumph through him in every situation, it changes everything. You're not this wimpy, defeated person that's trying to do everything on your own. No, the creator of the universe is partnering with you and living in you and residing in you and working through you so that you can overcome anything in him, through him, in his name. Amen. Isn't that powerful? So I just want to encourage you this morning. What's at the center of your world? What's at the center? What's at the core of your belief system? What comes out when the pressure is on? Is it fear or is it faith? Is it I'm going to praise you or I'm just going to wallow in self-pity because of what I'm going through? And it doesn't mean what we go through at times is horrific and hard, but I just want to say to you, when the center and the core is right, then the response will be right. Amen? Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Lord, as we sing a song today and we close our service, I just pray, Lord, that this would be ringing in the ears of your people as they leave today. What is at the center of my world? What is at the center, the core of who I am? And Lord, I pray that if it's not you, and if it's not your word, and if it's not everything that you've designed and planned and for us, Lord, that people would go on a journey of finding that for themselves. Amen. Amen.